Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today on Blog Talk Radio as well as at truthought.org. Thank you for joining us on the internet. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour. We are continuing our discussion of the Course in Miracles workbook lessons. Today's lesson 298. I love you, Father, and I love your son. I love you, Father, and I love your daughter. And I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend Day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's join together for a moment of silence before we continue. Let's take a good deep breath. I love you, Father, and I love your son. My gratitude permits my love to be accepted without fear. And thus am I restored to my reality at last. All that intruded on my holy sight, forgiveness takes away. And I draw near the end of senseless journeys, mad careers, and artificial values. I accept instead what God establishes as mine. Sure that in that alone I will be saved. Sure that I go through fear to meet my love.
God, I come to you today because I would not follow any way but yours. You are beside me. Certain is your way. And I am grateful for your holy gifts of certain sanctuary and escape from everything that would obscure my love for God, my Father, and God's holy child. I love you, Father, Mother, God, and I love your child.
And so it is. Let's join together for a moment of silence. There is something to celebrate if we consider that we do draw near the end of senseless journeys, mad careers, and artificial values. As I was reading that, I was getting a vision of the I think it was a TV series. I'm not sure what series it was, called Lost.
Yes.
And there was a couple that was in the midst of all of the drama. And it was Bernard and Rose, if I remember correctly. And they just said, I'm checking out. And they just went out in the woods on this evidently remote island and disappeared and just lived their life outside of all of the dramas. And, you know, everybody was reestablishing in that series. Everybody was suddenly lost on an island and began to reestablish their persona with a whole new group of people. I mean, they really almost came there, none of them knowing each other. And then instantly they're like a tribe on an island and all the dramas began to ensue, the trust and the distrust and the angers and the fears. And there were relationships and there were moments of high character as well. But it was all just started all over and just started playing all out in this new setting. But the only thing that really changed was the setting. The individuals were still consumed with their senseless journeys and mad careers and artificial values. And so I was seeing Bernard and Rose there. I accept instead what God establishes as mine. And what is that? Peace. But it's a journey that I can only begin to realize when I become present. I set aside my investment in my false persona, my egoic self, and join with spirit. And it takes, I don't know, it's only taken, you know, a few million years to get to this point of this ego established thought system, but I believe it can be deconstructed or can be devalued when we find something else of greater value to move towards. And we've done that, all of us have done that in our relational lives. We've gone from one relationship to another, to another, to another. And a new relationship comes in that we hold in higher value than the old one, and we let the old one go. And that's really what we're called to do here, is to let go of the old relationship commitment that we've made to the ego and all of its constructs of what's valuable, what's important, and what's not, and its rules and regulations and its mutually agreed upon definitions and judgments of the world. We're asked to join with this mind of peace, this Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind, to give that our full appreciation, to give that mind our attention. And it's an attunement. It is a raising of frequency. It is a increase in vibration. But until we're willing to do it, and whatever way we can discover that works for us, and A Course in Miracles is one of those ways, we can then begin to be informed, and we can find value in a new way of being, joined in relationship with Spirit. I love you, Mother, Father, God. I love the source of my existence. I am grateful for my existence. I'm grateful for my consciousness. I'm grateful for all of the experiences that I can remember in this life, limited lifetime, and this limited dimensional experience. And I do love people in my family. I love you as my wife. I love the peace of mind that I find in our work together here in this ministry. But hardly a day goes by, if any at all, that I can stay in that frame of reference of peace, because the world is ever present in its position and its presentation of a completely different thought system from what we learn here that's possible to us in A Course in Miracles. So I intend to try to hold this thought system in higher regard today than I was capable of doing yesterday. I guess that's what I'm willing to attempt to do today. Father, I love you. I do love, and I do love the creations of love.
And so my gratitude, the gratefulness, and points me in the direction. It points me in the direction of light, and love leads the way. So gratitude recalibrates, redirects me. I'm thinking of a GPS, recalculating, and my gratitude kind of redirects me into the right direction, into the direction of light. And love leads the way, points the way, that love is the way. And what am I grateful for? I am grateful that the way is certain, that the gifts offer a certain sanctuary and an escape from everything that would obscure my love for God and for my brothers and sisters. I'm always game for an escape. Mm-hmm. I'm always game for an escape. And I have been what I would consider an escape artist from early on, when I was a little girl playing with friends and neighbors, and somebody tied me up. And I remember how frantic I became. They tied me up with rope, and how frantic I became. And I lickety split, I got out of there. I'm such a great escape artist, and went through my life and finding all these great escapes. And now it's become popular to go to these places called the Great Escape, where you have to collaborate with others to get yourself solve problems that lead to you unlocking the system for your freedom. And so I love calibrating through my gratitude, through my desire, through love pointing to the way that there is a great escape from the dream and from, you know, my egoic mind, which really can lock me in and lock me in a system that seems that it can't be cracked, can't be figured out, because it can't be. And so so I'm grateful that there are gifts of certain sanctuary and escape from everything that would obscure my love for God, my love for Source. I like that you qualified that as Source, and my love for myself as my brothers and my sisters, whom I need in order to collaborate with in gratitude and love. In order that I may be accepted without fear. So these are the ingredients for the fearlessness, the mastery. The way of the master, it walks in gratitude, love, certainty. And so may I walk in those footsteps. May I follow this way, knowing that I walk not alone, that God is beside me. The way is certain. There is sanctuary and escape from everything that obscures me. That my gratitude permits my love to be accepted without fear, and I am restored at last to my reality. I love you, God, and I love your Son.
Well said. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. And thank you, Mighty Companion, for being on this journey with us. We'll end here today, but just know that we're with you, and we're so grateful that you're with us on this journey of awakening mind.
Stay the course. Yeah,
stay the course. And we're committed to staying it with you. Because you're there, we are here. God bless you.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountain. Send my love over the sea. I send